Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. You know, life can feel like a constant game of tug-of-war, right? We're constantly being pulled in different directions, work, family, friends, social media, the list goes on. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? I get it. It's enough to make you want to pull a hermit crab and just hide under a shell for a while. But here's the thing. Being pulled in all directions doesn't have to mean losing yourself in the process. Today, we're diving into something crucial for navigating that chaos, building healthy boundaries, and learning how to prioritize self-care. See, being stoic isn't about becoming a grumpy loner who rejects everything around them. It's about having inner strength and wisdom to make choices that serve your well-being. And part of that is recognizing when you need to say no, when you need space, and when it's time to put yourself first. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional landscape. They define where you end and others begin. And just like a good fence keeps your garden safe and thriving, healthy boundaries help protect your energy and mental well-being. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda harsh, Dylan. But trust me, it's not about being selfish or creating walls. It's about taking ownership of your life and setting expectations that honor your needs. It's saying yes to things that genuinely bring you joy and fulfillment while respectfully declining those that drain you. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you start building those healthy boundaries. 1. Recognize your limits. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand your own limits. What drains you? What fills you up? When do you feel overwhelmed or resentful? Spend some time reflecting on your experiences and identify those triggers. Think about it like this. If your energy is a finite resource, how are you currently spending it? Are you constantly giving without replenishing? You wouldn't run your car on empty, right? So why treat yourself that way? 2. Communicate clearly. Setting boundaries isn't just about what you do internally, it's also about communicating your needs clearly to others. Don't be afraid to say no politely but firmly when something doesn't align with your priorities. You don't owe anyone an explanation beyond it's not a good fit for me right now. 3. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. Learning to be kind and understanding towards yourself is essential. Remember, you're not obligated to please everyone or do everything everyone asks. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Be gentle with yourself as you navigate this process. Learning new things takes time and effort. 4. Consistency is key. Boundaries aren't one-time declarations. They require ongoing maintenance and reinforcement. The more consistently you uphold your boundaries, the stronger they become. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members about your experiences. Consider seeking guidance from a therapist or counselor who can provide additional support and strategies for setting healthy boundaries. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling multiple projects with tight deadlines. Your colleague suddenly dumps another task on your plate, expecting immediate action. Do you say yes out of obligation, even though it feels overwhelming? Or do you politely decline, explaining that you need to prioritize the existing workload and offer alternative solutions? See, this is where those healthy boundaries come into play. By saying no in this scenario, you're not being rude. You're protecting your time and energy, ultimately allowing you to deliver higher quality work on the tasks you've already committed to. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, you have more to give to others and to the world. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love and a crucial step towards living a more fulfilling life. So, what's one boundary you can start setting today? What's one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your day? Remember, every little bit counts. Join me tomorrow for another episode of How to Be Stoic, where we'll explore the power of resilience in the face of adversity. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It helps us reach more people who need a little dose of stoicism in their lives. Until then, keep striving, keep learning, and keep being your best selves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.